The Great Garden Conundrum, a tale of strawberries and tomatoes, a lighthearted gardening saga of coexistence and crop wars, by Becky Tompkins. Amidst the lush greenery of my backyard, I embark on a delightful scavenger hunt among the strawberry plants. Each leaf holds the promise of a hidden treasure, be it a plump red berry or a half-eaten surprise left by one of our mischievous critters. As I navigate through the foliage, memories of our beloved porch cat and the forgotten flagstone beneath the strawberry patch flood my mind. It's mid-June, and to my surprise, the strawberry season seems to be prematurely nearing its end. In the fleeting span of 2 weeks, we've indulged in succulent strawberry rhubarb pies, jars of homemade jam, and daily handfuls of fresh berries atop our morning cereal. The strawberry patch, a gift from my mother-in-law years ago, has become a cherished part of our summer harvest. Initially planted near the back fence, the strawberries struggled until I relocated them to a sunnier spot next to the house, near Kitty's favorite porch. Their revival marked the beginning of a silent rivalry with my prized tomato patch, which occupies the sunniest corner of our garden. Year after year, the strawberries stealthily encroached upon the coveted south-facing soil, forcing my tomatoes into less favorable growing spots. Despite their relentless expansion, I couldn't help but admire the strawberries' determination. Their tendrils reached across cracks in the sidewalk, weaving through the azalea hedge, claiming victory in what seemed like a never-ending garden war. Yet, amidst their triumph, a revelation struck me. Strawberries fade by the end of June, leaving behind vacant space that my tomatoes could occupy. With newfound hope for coexistence, I decided to experiment. What if, instead of viewing them as adversaries, strawberries and tomatoes could share the same soil? Planting tomatoes among the fading strawberry plants seemed like a whimsical solution to our seasonal dilemma. As I dig into the earth, I can't help but feel a sense of anticipation. Will this unconventional gardening tactic yield fruitful results? Or will it be another chapter in the ongoing saga of garden wars? Only time will tell.